From Southwark News for March the 28th, we're going to launch London's first co-op pub by Aoife Moriarty. Nunheads at the Ivy House, a Victorian pub with a rich musical history, has been saved from closure by four determined residents who plan to run it as a London's first ever cooperative pub. News of the demise of the 150-year-old pub in Stewart Road, which played host to likes of Elvis Costello, Joe Strummer and Ian Dury during the 1970s, came as a shock to the residents last April, just 5 days before it was due to be sold off to developers. Four regular pubgoers, among them a live music enthusiast, a conservation expert, a historical buildings advisor and a real estate litigation lawyer, sensed the urgency of the moment and came together to form a campaign to save their beloved social hotspot. It almost certainly would have been stripped, and once you take out the interior, there's really not much worth fighting for, said Stuart Taylor, a qualified town planner and one of the key members of the Save the Ivy House campaign. With help from others, including CAMRA, the Campaign for Real Ale, and the Peckham Society, they succeeded in having the building Grade 2 listed within 2 days, with Southwark Council subsequently agreeing to name the building as a community asset under the government's new Localism Act, a historic first within the UK. This then gave the group 6 months' grace to secure the funding needed to buy the freehold of the building, something they have now succeeded in doing via a £550,000 loan financed from the Architectural Heritage Fund and a grant from the Social Investment Business Group. "I think it's tremendously good news," said Dale Ingram, Canberra London Pubs Protection Advisor. "The great thing about local pubs, as opposed to high street pubs, is that it's a place for people to meet each other and to mix with people that they wouldn't normally in other parts of their lives. I take my hat off to what they've done, and I hope that they come to realise in the years ahead how significant what they've managed to achieve really is, not only for themselves, but for the communities everywhere. Now they have ownership of the building, the group plan to raise the cash to get it up and running via a community share issue, setting themselves an initial target of £100,000. All shareholders will have the right to vote at annual general meetings, and it's based on the principle of one member, one vote," said Tessa Plundon, the group's resident lawyer, in a chat with Southwark News. "So whether you can put in £200 or £20,000, everyone gets the same right to be heard, although obviously we'll have a manager who will make the day-to-day decisions." Asked why locals should invest, Hugo Sims said, "It's a unique venue. It's a chance to shape the character and direction of the area. For a long time, things have happened to the community, regardless of what it wants or needs," Stuart added, "and this is like an opportunity to take a little bit back for everyone locally. But the hard work has only just begun for the campaigners, and plans over the coming weeks include having the boiler serviced, an electrical survey, sprucing up the garden, and even a potential mural along the pub's walls, jobs for which the group are keen to enlist willing members of the community to help. We really wanted to hit the ground running with it, rather than tinkering with it as we go along. So when we open the doors on the first day, it's ready to go," enthused Stuart. "Upstairs is a 10-unit bedsit previously managed by Southwark Council, which is also at the group's disposal, as they are also considering various ideas for its use, with a popular choice being artist studios, due to a large north-facing windows. The building was never previously open on weekdays, but Save the Ivy House are keen for it to also be used as a community hub when it reopens, with ideas from local people running the gamut from a music rehearsal spot to installations and a drop-in space for parents with young children. However, They are also keen for the building to retain the original use for which it had been so well known and loved since the 1800s. Stuart rejects the notion that anyone thinking that it'll be a hugely radical departure from what went on before, because there were elements of it which were very successful, the comedy nights and the film nights and the smooth jazz clubs and that sort of stuff, and I don't think we want to shed that kind of past particularly. The group have also been offered informal advice to people around the UK looking to conserve historic community buildings in their own areas. I don't think the idea of community has died out. We get emails from people all across the country and from London from people to do similar things, possibly with pubs, possibly with other buildings, and I think it's on the up, said Tessa. The momentum has been maintained by the fact that we don't want to be sitting around in 3 years thinking we should have tried a bit harder to make that work. This is the time to try hard and work hard.